Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. Now, as life starts to return to normal, so do many of our services with regard to our health. Breastscreen New South Wales, ladies, I hope I've got your attention. They have resumed screening in Greater Western New South Wales, and that means us. And joining us online from Breastscreen New South Wales, it's the Greater Western manager, Meg O'Brien. How are you, Meg?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Neil. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Very important that we're recommencing our screening.
Yeah, absolutely right now. Breast screening. Which lady should be doing it?
Look, we screen everyone from 40 onwards. It is a bit confusing because we do invite women from 50, the age of 50 to 74. The reason for that is that's your high-risk age category. The highest risk of breast cancer is one, being a woman, and two, being over 50. So we encourage women over 50 to come for regular screens, which means we determine if that's every year. Mainly it's every 2 years, and you come regularly when you get your invitation.
All right. And as we keep saying, with a lot of health and looking for positive outcomes, early detection, early picking up is the key.
Absolutely vital. So that's why we like people to come regularly, whether you have symptoms or not. We'd like you to come regularly because we can pick up breast cancer as small as a grain of rice. So that's a tiny little thing that we can pick up and we can do something with before you feel it. So that's the key to survival, is early detection. So if you come regularly, and I often hear people say, I don't have any symptoms or it's not in my family, that's now shown that that's not correct. So we do say come regularly, whether it's in your family, whether you can feel anything, come anyway. And we can pick things up. We can refer you on early and then you have a greater chance of survival. And we are seeing greater survival rates now because of early detection.
All right. So that's obviously out at the hospital, I'm assuming.
So we have some services here. We do have a screening van that travels throughout Greater West. We have our fixed site here in Orange at the hospital. It's located next to the hospital, but you don't go in the entrance. So we're completely safe. We have done a lot of work on safe standards. So we screen everybody before they arrive. We ask everyone to wear a mask. We ask if you can come alone and the person with you can sit outside or wait in the car so that we're ensuring we're providing a very safe service to women.
Okay, all right. And so obviously masks, scanning in, et cetera, it's all part of life these days.
Yes, it is. We're getting a little used to the mask. So we're asking that everyone wear a surgical mask. If you don't have one, we provide you with one. We do ask you on booking in whether you have any symptoms. And we also ask if you develop any symptoms after booking in and when you arrive to just consider the other people and maybe rebook. We offer a screening service nearly every day. We put on extra appointments to fit people in, so we do Saturdays after hours. Please let me know if there's no appointments. You ring 13 20 50. The very helpful staff will make sure that they can find an appointment for you that's suitable for you. It takes about 15 minutes, and that's including the paperwork. So it's very quick. You don't need a doctor's referral, but your GP is included in every step of the process. So your GP will get a letter to say that you've attended, and we send a letter what we've found. So your GP is aware of everything, but you don't need a referral. So it's free, completely free. It takes about 10 minutes. Once every 2 years.
Yep.
So it's pretty simple. Come along. We have services everywhere. Our van's currently travelling out. It's in Forbes, and then it goes off to Tottenham and Tullamore. So 13 20 50, if that might be more suitable for you, we can fit you in anywhere.
Okay, Breastscreen New South Wales, their services have resumed and screening is back up in our regions. And joining me online, it's the Breastscreen New South Wales Greater Western Manager, Meg O'Brien. Thank you as always for your time. Great to see that we're back up and running for our ladies, and have a great day.
It is. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, listeners. Thanks, Neil, for supporting our very important service. So if you haven't, don't delay, ladies. If you haven't ever come, now's the time.